certainly with the announcement that General Miller has relinquished command and the departure of most of our forces, with the exception that are staying there around the embassy, this would seem to indicate that our military involvement certainly has come to an end. But as the president said, you know, back in April, and again, as he mentioned when he spoke with the Afghan leadership a few weeks ago in the White House, you know, it is our intention to provide material support to the country of Afghanistan and help them with their efforts as they move forward. So I think what is, you know, what I'm waiting to kind of see here, as probably many others, is what does that materialize into? How do we actually support them moving forward? So, you know, that's the first thing that I'm really thinking about. Of course, like many who have served there, you know, we really wanted to see this turn out well for the Afghan people. The good Afghan people deserve an opportunity for peace. And so it's a disappointing, I think, that if we're getting to this point here where we're leaving and we're not leaving them in a very good situation.
What is the situation right now?
Yeah, so I think, you know, the Taliban is doing everything they can to improve their strategic positioning here so that, you know, they are in a very, very dominant position with this. So the purpose of their attacks, I think, is to gain ground, is to stress the Afghan forces, particularly now that they may not have the support that is coming from the U.S. and coalition, NATO coalition that had been on the ground for a long period of time, and really put some pressure on the Afghan leadership through these military operations. I also think they're trying to instill a level of fear into the people of Afghanistan. This is the way they operate, and they are trying to demonstrate their strength and resolve in this. And so, you know, the Taliban has never come to the table on any of the agreements we tried to get from them to reduce violence, to renounce their linkages to Al-Qaeda, to come and negotiate in good faith with the government of Afghanistan. So we shouldn't expect that they're going to do that now. So they're trying to improve their strategic position.
Do you think that intent to improve their strategic position will turn into an actual attempt to take over the government of Afghanistan? Do you see that materializing?
Well, I think that it could be. I don't know that it is. Yeah, if that is their true intent at this particular point, but yes, I think they want to be back in control. I think this is their objective. They have never viewed the elected government of Afghanistan as a legitimate government, and so this has been the main focus of it. So I do think they are ultimately oriented on that. But I think right now what they're trying to do is they're trying to through their aggressiveness, these aggressive military operations they're doing, I think they're trying to demonstrate the ineptitude of the elected Afghan government, the leadership, the Afghan national security forces, through these very aggressive operations that are causing a lot of casualties, and you know, are beginning to, you know, expose even more frays in the Afghan forces.
General, you've done a number of things, distinguished things throughout your career, including, you know, commanding SOCOM, Special Operations Command, and CENTCOM, Central Command, and you've seen a lot of things in Afghanistan, Iraq, and beyond. I wonder, based on your knowledge and based on what you have seen in recent, I guess, weeks, months, and years of from the Taliban, do you think they pose a threat to the U.S. now?
Well, I don't know that they pose, as an organization, I don't know that they pose a direct threat to the United States in that they could attack us. But again, as we mentioned a few moments ago, they have not renounced their support for Al-Qaeda, for example. And Al-Qaeda is an organization that has demonstrated in very vivid ways its desire to attack America and Americans. So they are contributing to it in that regard. And of course, a Taliban government in a critical strategic location like Afghanistan might work counter to our interests. I think what's important for Americans to appreciate is that Central and South Asia is a strategically important location for the United States and for many global powers. And so maintaining a level of influence there, being seen as a force for good, as a force of influence there, I think really supports our long-term interests in the area. And so a Taliban-led government, if it gets to that, could operate contrary to that and make it more difficult for us to exert influence throughout that important region.
Retired General Joseph Votel, former Central Command commander and current distinguished senior fellow on national security at the Middle East Institute. J.J. Green, WTOP News.